Nolte, Corrupt Media Suddenly Care About Russell Brand's Behavior. By John Nolte on September 19, 2023. The Brett Kavanaugh/Russia collusion media say five women have accused Russell Brand of rape and sexual assault between 2006 and 2013. Four of those women have chosen to remain anonymous. One woman claims she was 16 during their relationship, although 16 is the age of consent in England. Since the media onslaught against Brand began over the weekend, other anonymous women have come forward saying Brand was controlling during consensual relationships, which is not a crime. These media outlets say they have investigated Brand for 4 years and further claim there's evidence to back the allegations, including text messages and a visit to a rape clinic. For his part, Brand denies engaging in any unlawful behavior. These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream media, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies. And as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual. I was always transparent about that then, almost too transparent. And I'm being transparent about it now as well. This is happening pic.twitter.com/n8zikulbjn2. Russell Brand, at Rust High Rockets, September 15, 2023. Where do I stand on this? Hell, I don't know. I have no idea. The only people who know are the alleged victims and Brand. What I do know is that my opinion on this stuff has been and will always be the same, innocent until proven guilty. Our current climate, with its openly fascistic believe all women mantra, appalls and sickens me. The kangaroo court of public opinion is still a kangaroo court, and I will have nothing to do with destroying and punishing a fellow human being without proof. I will have nothing to do with the public lynching of a fellow human being's reputation and livelihood without a jury verdict. The whole thing is grotesque. Further, why should we believe the corporate media this time? Why should we believe these people this time? Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Listen, I know this is the British media, but as Michael Rapaport said in the 1996 masterpiece Beautiful Girls, they're all sisters. How sisterly are the British and American media? How about this, did you know that the guy who ran the BBC while Jimmy Savile raped and raped and raped kids runs CNN now? I have no emotional investment in Russell Brand. I don't know the guy personally. I know that he was a loathsome lout for most of his public life. I also know that in recent years, he sought to repent for his past. He appears to have wised up and matured. He says he's now a dedicated husband and father. Politically, while he's no Donald Trump, he does see the Matrix. Using his wildly popular YouTube channel, he questions narratives cherished by the corporate media. He lashes out at the establishment's obscene lies and desire to divide us and subjugate normal people as racist Nazis. I also know that the moment any former member of the left takes even one step off the leftist plantation, the corporate media targets them for destruction. So, yeah, I have questions. The first question is, why now? The hashtag MeToo movement is more than 6 years old. Why now? These allegations of wrongdoing are said to have occurred between 2006 and 2013. Why now? Based on Brand's wild public behavior, these media investigations began only 4 years ago? In 2017? Only after Brand began his political and personal conversion? And let's not forget this. We all saw just how far the corporate media were willing to go to destroy Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. Christine Blasey Ford, An obvious liar who couldn't even remember where and when her alleged assault happened, was treated like Rosa Parks. The media then pummeled us with one phony Kavanaugh claim after another, including rape gangs. I simply cannot trust that this same media would not do whatever it takes to destroy an apostate like Russell Brand, a guy with 6.5 million YouTube subscribers. We see the lengths the corporate media will go to destroy former President Donald Trump, including coordinating with the deep state for years to fabricate the Russia collusion hoax. I simply cannot trust this same media not to fabricate lies to destroy an articulate, passionate, and increasingly popular critic of theirs like Russell Brand. This media told us Johnny Depp was a hashtag MeToo monster. A trial proved he wasn't, his ex-wife Amber Heard lied. This media told us Jussie Smollett was assaulted by Trump supporters, another lie. I don't know if Brand is guilty or not. I don't know what Brand did or didn't do, and now that George Romero's dead, I'm no one's fanboy. What I do know is that over and over and over again, the corporate media have been caught red-handed manufacturing evidence to further the left-wing political agenda. What I do know is that over and over and over again, women have been caught red-handed manufacturing allegations that prove to be lies. Still, if their lies are aimed at a media-approved target, that woman becomes Rosa Parks. But if the media do not approve of the target, they are Tara Reid and Juanita Broderick. And so it comes down to this. No decent person should believe anything about anyone without proof. There might be something out there that proves the allegations against Brand. But for now, this whole thing stinks. It's just a little too neat. And if proof is forthcoming, we will know for sure that just like Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and Jimmy Savile, the media protected Brand when he was useful to them. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, September 26, is available for pre-order. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.